Everybody has to negotiate with insurance adjusters. I don't care if you're on the defense side. I, for 10 years, was an insurance defense lawyer before the wizard gave me a heart. And I had to talk to insurance adjusters oftentimes to try to get authority, maybe for a case I wanted to go away, to explain what the plaintiff was arguing. Sometimes the adjuster wasn't understanding it. So it's not simply plaintiff's attorneys who have to deal with insurance adjusters. It's the lawyers who are hired by insurance companies. And it comes into play oftentimes, I found it did, when I was an insurance defense lawyer, when the insurance company didn't want me to hire an expert that we needed, for instance, didn't want to pay for this, didn't want a deposition taken, and I had to remind them of the Tilly case, which says my client as the lawyer, even though I'm being paid by the insurance company, is the insured, not the insurance company. So it comes into play quite often. Our next speaker is Jeff Jury. He's a mediator and arbitrator at Lakeside Mediation here in Dallas. He's a member of ABOTA, as a number of our speakers. We're in Dallas now. I moved us. Here in Austin. Everybody's in Dallas, whether you realize it or not. Dallas is a big city. So Jeff Jury is a mediator and arbitrator here in Austin at Lakeside Mediation. He's a member of ABOTA, the American Board of Trial Advocates, an invitation only association of trial lawyers from both sides of the docket, board certified in personal injury trial law. Austin Bar Association gave him a professionalism award. Congratulations. And he teaches ADR, mediation, and arbitration, I guess, and negotiating here in Austin, not Dallas, at UT Law School. So please join me in welcoming Jeff Jury.
Well, we forgive you about the Dallas part. And some people, one of our retired judges used to have something called Rule 214 that he applied in his courts. Only the Austin people are laughing. So thanks for being here. I retired from law practice at the end of 2022. And back when I had hair and a mullet, I started out doing insurance defense related work. So I've done lots of car crash stuff. It has been a long while. So I'm sorry that the program says, and for all of you out there in TV land, that I'm going to help you with preparing the demand package. I don't know how to do that. I've never done one in a car crash case. I reviewed plenty of them when I was much younger. So hopefully I'll give you a different perspective. Now, when Judy asked me if I would consider doing this, there were some things about which I had to not warn, but just make clear. And first is that I'm neither going to be an apologist or a defender or a criticism of any particular industry. So as a mediator and an arbitrator, I've learned how to be neutral. It doesn't mean that I don't have opinions. It just means that they may not be important, especially for a subject like this, negotiating. Let me make sure I've got the clicker. There we go. So I have to give disclaimers, and I disclaim things to friends. I disclaim things at my house. I disclaim all the time. And I'll give you some disclaimers. First is, mediations are confidential processes, as are most arbitrations. And by the way, I have taught arbitration in Dallas more than once. So in the graduate program at SMU. And I should also offer the disclaimer that I am no longer board certified in personal injury trial law because I stopped being qualified to do that because I just don't do it anymore. And I resigned from ABOTA because I haven't tried cases. So that's a disclaimer. You know, with your mediators and your arbitrators, especially your arbitrators, we are almost riven by guilt. So we're disclaiming and disclosing everything. So if I tell anything that looks like an experience story, I'm either disguising the facts or I'm just making it up. So my practice experience does include representing insurance carriers directly and also representing their insureds. I tried a case where Henry represented a plaintiff years and years ago. And I, of course, have had cases with some of you I've seen here when you were my counterparts. I'm not going to disclose anything that's a confidential party agent communication. I told Judy, I'm sorry, there really isn't a secret sauce. And if there is a secret sauce for dealing with insurance adjusters, I was never given the recipe.